Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have two special guests joining me this morning to talk about the Sitka Seafood Festival. I have Alicia Olson, the director, and I have Louisa Chu, who is a guest chef visiting. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. So we just heard about a fish-flavored frosty, which we all made the face.
Right.
So we're already off to a good start. I imagine that won't be featured?
Not this year. Maybe we'll work on that for next year.
You might need a gimmick. I don't know. Alicia, why don't you give us the big picture?
All right. Well, this is our third year. We've expanded from a two-day festival to a four-day festival this year. We had a little kickoff event last night at the Bayview. They did a fish trivia. And then again on Thursday, they're holding a beer pairing. So they're paired up with Baranoff Island Brewery. And they're doing three or four small courses paired with the beer. And I believe they've already sold out. We also have some salmon tours going on, which, for those of you that aren't familiar with that, it's kind of looking at the boat to the plate aspect. You go out, see how the fish are caught, go to the processors, and then go around town to different restaurants and actually see how it's prepared and get to eat it. And then our big events are on Friday and Saturday. Friday is our banquet dinner, which we're going to talk a little bit more about here in a minute. And Saturday is our all-day event. It starts in the morning at 11 with a parade down Lincoln Street, and that leads us to Centennial Hall, where we basically have a marketplace. It has food vendors, educational booths, entertainment. We have all of our contests, you know, the crowd favorite, the tote races, where you get two people inside a tote and let them go across the harbor and hope they make it. We have all kinds of stuff going on. We actually have a signature Sitka dish this year, which is kind of the idea, kind of like the Philly cheesesteak, but Sitka style. So we're letting people try and come up with this dish, and the contest will be held from 12 to 2 during that day. We have a guest speaker from Seattle, David Montgomery, who... he's got a best-selling book out, King of Fish, right now. He's brilliant. He just got the MacArthur Genius Award. His book is available at Old Harbor Books, and he's giving a free lecture from 3 to 4 at Centennial Building. And then we're kind of transitioning over to SJ this year for a Highland Games, which is the strongman competition, throwing the big cabers and the rocks, and we have kind of an Alaskan twist with a crab pot throw as well. And there'll be, I think we have 8 bands lined up with a soundstage going on. We have a Juno Celtic dance group coming over. Baranoff Island Brewery is doing a big beer tent, so it should be a great time. And then Sunday we have a couple more things going on, another salmon tour. We have Ellen's film Eating Alaska, which is going to be at the Coliseum Theater at 2:30, I believe. And then at 5 o'clock, there is a poetry contest. It's a poetry contest. This is the second year doing it, and they had a great showing last year. So,
wow, all seafood all the time. And this is radio, so people can't see, but you barely looked at the event calendar. You did this all top of mind.
We'll see if I got it right, but yes.
So, I mean, it's a lot happening at all times, family-oriented, taps into people want to do, you know, something physical, something educational, something to eat. And not everyone has the genius brain that you do, that you could just rattle this off. And where are the different places that can find the schedule?
They're all around town. We have an insert in the paper tonight, and the full schedule will be in there with all the times.
That's good. I'm a visual learner.
Yes.
This is good.
Or you can go to sitkaseafoodfestival.org, and we have everything available there.
And at some point, you could walk around town Saturday and sort of connect the dots.
Correct. Yes.
Excellent.
We'll be everywhere.
Louisa, this is your second time here?
It is my second. It's my second time back for the festival. But I actually was here in Sitka previously and just fell in love with Sitka and actually reached out to Alicia in the festival. And when I found out about the first year and said, I really would love to be here this year. I would love to be involved in next year. And so I was here last year. I'm back very happily this year again.
And you are a chef.
I am.
But also a writer.
I am. A chef and a food writer. Now working mostly as a food writer, actually as a food blogger for public radio station WBEZ in Chicago.
Which a lot of our listeners know. There's some great shows. Like This American Life.
Yep.
What's the news game show?
Wait, don't tell me.
That's from there.
Yep. and seems like a lot of the Wait staff is obsessed about food. So. So there's a lot of interest and crossover. And if I can just say hi to all my friends listening in Chicago online, because I listen to you online as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere. Absolutely. So, as a food blogger, are you blogging about any of our local restaurants?
I am. Actually, we went to Ludwig's Bistro for dinner last night, and I blogged about that, and that'll be on our website, wbez.org, today. And so hopefully I got it right, and if I didn't, please Sitkin's comment in the comment section. One of the things that we had a chance to try last night, which I haven't seen before, was the black cod tips. And for people who may not be familiar with it, which I'm sure most people here are, it's the kind of, you know, morsel, the nugget of meat that's between the jaw and the collar. And that's something that we really don't see much of outside. It's kind of like what the oyster on the chicken is, that those two little nuggets on the back, or like the cheeks are into halibut. And to sort of see stuff like that here, you know, and is really pretty amazing. And seeing it at the level that it's cooked at a place like Ludwig's is pretty cool. And then also I had a chance to visit the chowder cart at the Science Center, and visited the hatchery. And so I will be doing more coverage about stuff that's going on at the hatchery as well. So in addition to being here for the festival and the banquet on Friday.
And you're also here as a chef.
I am.
And there's a banquet coming up, Alicia.
There is. And I'm going to, because she is so modest, I'm going to play Louisa up here a little bit. She is a food writer right now, but she is an amazing chef. She trained in Paris at Le Cordon Bleu. She's worked at some amazing restaurants, El Boulet, which is like my dream to go to. What I would have gone to. They are no longer open. She's been on the Travel Channel, on Food Network. She's worked with Anthony Bourdain. So, I mean, she's amazing. And we have two other chefs with us as well. Our executive chef, Seth Caswell from Seattle, is here. He runs Immer and Rye in Seattle. He's been voted best restaurant in Seattle multiple times. He's head of the Chefs Collaborative there. Amazing guy. And then Robert Kinnean is joining us again for the third year from Anchorage, who ran Orso there, is now doing independent webisodes and just basically kind of marketing Alaskan seafood. And he's so passionate about it. If anyone gets the chance to talk to him, he kind of like embraces what the festival's all about. So banquet is Friday. Mm-hmm. We actually have a VIP cocktail hour, which we started to kind of give to some of our high sponsors, but we do have a limited number of tickets available for that as well. It's from 6 to 7 on Friday, and Louise is kind of the head person there.
You know, the banquet's kind of a real collaboration. Seth came up with the menu for the banquet, but then I was asked to come up with some of the VIP appetizers, and I was happy to do that because I love working with those kind of like really puny little delicious foods, you know, and especially with drinks, because we're going to have champagne cocktails from
Channel Club.
That's right. And the three main things we're working with were the VIP cocktail appetizers are going to be some amazing oysters and halibut and salmon roe. So I'm going to be doing kind of like some fun things with those. I'm going to do the oysters grilled with a kind of what I'm calling a new Cattiganti style, sort of like a modern take on a real homestyle casserole flavor, using some like amazing red onion sprouts that are growing locally. And then also an Asian style halibut ceviche. And again, using some terrific fresh cilantro from the gardens here. And then also with the salmon roe, I'm going to be doing that with some local potatoes and other terrific little, you know, nuggets fried in bacon fat.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
All of that. Oh, my goodness. And there's actually tickets still available?
There are. Last I checked yesterday, there were about 30 tickets left for the banquet.
Oh, and that's not many.
No, we sell 200, so I expect those to go. We've sold out every year. They're $65 available at Old Harbor Books, and there's still a few of the VIP tickets as well. We're selling them for $35, and there's just a limited amount left.
And unfortunately, we're just about out of time. So the banquet is this Friday, 7 to 10 p.m., Harrigan Centennial, five course?
Yes.
Yeah, don't eat beforehand. I've been to this banquet before, and it sort of blew my mind. Louisa, I would suggest name-dropping while meeting people at the banquet.
All
because
right.
Off the air, we talked about all the amazing people from Chicago that you have met. And Louisa, we hope you are able to stay in Sitka a little bit longer.
I will, actually. Every time I come back here, I'm going to stay longer, and so I decide I'm going to stay a little longer. So you see me around town.
Fantastic. So Sitka Seafood Festival, 4 days this year, starting now, pretty much.
Yes, Thursday. So Thursday the 9th through Sunday.
Through Sunday. And you can go online, you can look in the newspaper, or you can grab Alicia. Alicia, Louisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks,
Thank
Holly.
You.